It's time to connect with a coach brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins. AT&T, wireless and DirecTV, AT&T, entertainment your way. We welcome in the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy, tonight. The Bruins will end a four-game road trip, see a bunch of teams from the Central Division. You have an opportunity to close this out 3-0-1. Regardless, how valuable has this experience at this time been for your team?
Well, I think just the fact that you're in those heavier games that you tend to see a lot in the playoffs, I can't predict the future. I mean, is it Tampa, is it Toronto, these teams that they skate, but they're still heavy games. It's just the way it is. So it's good for guys like Donato that came in, Danton Heinen now this time of year that we're going to rely on. You know, that's where it hurts Charlie a little bit, but he saw some of it last year in DeBrusque. But Grizzlich is going to see it. And Carlo, who did not play in the playoffs. So there's a lot of guys that are benefiting from it right now. You know, and they hear the coach talk about it. Sometimes, yeah, one ear goes in one ear and out the other, but when they actually live it, you know, then they can build on those experiences.
Yesterday in the media scrum, the Hart Trophy was brought up and whether or not Brad Marchand should get some consideration for MVP in the National Hockey League. In some sense, do Bergeron and Marchand cancel themselves out for Hart consideration? They could split the vote.
No, I think they can both be in it. The problem with Berg is he got injured, right? So you start missing games at that time of the year when all the discussion is. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But so I think that hurt his candidacy. But Marsh missed some earlier, but now he's turning it up now. So the talk is about him again. So I think they both deserve consideration. I don't know how it'll go at the end. It's a great individual honor for those guys, but I'm sure they're much more concerned about the group than themselves. But again, it is an honor. Those guys have earned their stripes in the National League, so hopefully there is conversation and they get in the mix.
Brandon Carlo the other day created a pinch which opened the scoring for the Boston Bruins and allowed David Pastrnak to whistle in a one-timer in that second period against the Minnesota Wild. And you guys have talked as a coaching staff that you want Brandon to move his feet, but in addition to that, making plays like that where he's playing with a little bit more authority, is that what you're also asking from him?
Yeah, every night that's what he needs to be. I don't think it's natural for Brandon to be snarly type of Kevin Miller type of player. It's just not in his DNA, but what we need to be is just make sure the competitive juices are flowing every night, and that'll be enough for us. That's all we're asking. And then I think if he's competing, his feet are moving, he's into it, he wants to get into attack mode, beat the first forechecker with his feet and then move the puck. And those are the things we're looking from Brandon. As he gets more into his career, we'll try to add to his resume, but those are, again, the areas that when he brings every night, he's a real good player for us.
The other night I'm looking at the ice time, and I think it's Matt Grizzlick who led your team playing about 22 minutes. And for some guys, they handle more ice time differently. How's he handled it?
Very well. I think early on we were guarded with it. He was pretty much around the 14, 15, 16 minute, and then guys start drifting out of the lineup, and that's what it is, right? I think we've seen, you know, Nick get a lot of minutes certain nights, and that's what we're asking our group, and I think they've handled it well, and it's a good test for them. And down the road, we saw it in last year's playoffs. It could happen quickly where you're asking a lot out of certain guys, and you're hoping they can bring it and play their game, and Grizz is doing that.
What kind of tinkering are you going to do for tonight's game?
Well, we're going to move Wingles up with Krejci, Donato. You know, we like Noel up there. The other night opened up a few more forecheck opportunities. You know, we tried Gio. We're moving Gio around and Wingles. You know, everyone's seen that to see where they fit. We've had Heinen up there, but kind of want to get Danton back on the left side with Nash. Backs isn't that far out because we like that line, so get them reacclimated. Now that Berge's back. So there's just a little bit of that going on. In game, if we see something that might make us better, like moving Danton back up to the right wing. We certainly will do it, but this is how we're going to start, and we'll see how we finish.
Some of the players had mentioned during the course of that game in Minnesota when Bob and I had him on the air that how they handled the neutral zone, puck management, it needed to be better. What sort of a focus will that be for you tonight?
Well, the winning goal for our neutral zone defense, we got stretched our layers. If one guy's going to be aggressive, the other guys have to move up. We're in a bit of a line change, so we got caught there where our D couldn't contest at the blue line. As a result, they get the entry, and even though it's a bit of a fortunate bounce off the end boards, they're in your zone, right? So that's an area we want to make sure we're good at against Winnipeg that has a lot of speed and a lot of skill. It can make plays with time and space. With the puck, I thought we had some turnovers late in shifts. You know, we've always allowed our creative guys to try to do their thing within reason, but late in a shift is a no-no because the back end is usually changing in those situations, assuming the puck's going deep, you're fatigued, so it's tougher to back check. That's the area I thought we got a little disrespectful, but we addressed it, and hopefully we're aware of it tonight.
Does this Jets team look any different than the one you toppled 2-1 at TD Garden in late December?
Well, yeah, and we haven't gone that far back other than to look at a few details. It's been a long time. time has passed there. I think the flu was running through our team. We were a little decimated at the time. You know, they're a team that's firing on all cylinders now. I think their decor is a little banged up, so obviously there's an area there that we can try to get to, but their forward group is deadly. They got a good group. The added Stastny makes them even deeper. Goaltender's been good, so I think their team's like ours, to be honest with you. They can defend well, they can score if need be, good special teams. You know, they can play a heavy game, they can skate, so it would have been nice to have our full group to see where we measured against these guys, but at the end of the day, I think the group we've had has done a real good job on this road trip. We just got to be mindful to stay in the moment, not be thinking about Boston and getting home, and just, you know, focus on the task at hand. If you don't, I think, you know, they can take it to you in a hurry, this team.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
Okay, thank you.
That's the head coach of the Bruins, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Winnipeg Jets are coming up next.